This is the audio guide covering the plotter for Core Exiles. This will be a very simple little guide. The plotter is a very small and simple external page which you can bookmark. When I say simple, I really mean it is simple. It has two combo boxes and a button. The first combo box is for picking your start location. The second combo box is for picking your destination. And then the button calculates the distance between those in terms of being the shortest fuel required to get there. Shortest fuel does not necessarily mean the least amount of jumps. It actually means the least amount of fuel. It could be 5 more jumps than a way to get there that is only 6 jumps. This way it might take 11, but you'll be using less fuel, which is the actual important number you need to keep in mind when traveling between locations. I'm going to go ahead and get logged into the game now.
Core Exiles, meet your destiny. Are you ready to meet your destiny? H-O-L-I-P-A-Y. Tap on stop, 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 start. Enter. Are you ready to meet your destiny? Vote for Core Exiles. Visit Link Graphic. Core Exiles.
Right now, I am currently just sitting in orbit in Ferris. I'm going to go ahead and go to the jump gate and dock at it.
Need a button. Visit link.jumpgate nexus. Enter. Jumpgate nexus link. Core Exiles. 23 links. Core Exiles now button. Enter. Available. Vote for Core Exiles. Visit link graphic. 25 links.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit T to jump to the table.
Visit link graphic. Activate
data. Hit down arrow twice.
Link graphic plotter.
And there is the link for the plotter. I'm going to hit enter on this and it'll open up in a new window.
Enter. Plotter link graphic. New browser window. Internet Explorer. Notification bar.
Now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to hit down arrow real quick so you can see how small this page is. Right now I'm at the top. I'll hit control home.
See plotter.
And then down arrow.
Land. Table with two plotter. Start system. End system. Combo box selection furnace. Combo box selection furnace. Calculate display shortest route button. Table end. Land. To calculate and display the distance and route between two systems, select the start point and end point and click the button.
As you can see, there is a very simple page.
C plotter.
Now, since I'm in Ferris, I'm just going to use this real quick to give an example of how it's done. I'm going to hit C.
Combo box, selection furnace.
Jump to my combo box.
Enter.
Open it up and I'm going to type F-E-R.
F-E-R, Ferris sphere.
You can use multi-letter navigation, obviously.
Enter.
Select Ferris as my start location. Now for my end location, I'm going to choose Deskert. Or Descartes. I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce that. I just say Deskert because that's how Jaws says it. Now I will calculate shortest route. Now you can just hit B and then down arrow. Now it's going to give me the exact route through the jump gates on how I need to travel there. I'll go through them one by one.
Time taken to plot root hole 0 seconds. Ferris, dash crater, Ethan, dash crater, Kelsey, dash crater, Grantham, dash crater, Palum, dash crater, Deskert.
So as you just heard, it tells me I need to go from Ferris to Ethan to Kelsey to Grantham to Palum to Deskert. Now I can hit Alt Tab.
Correct, jump button.
And since I'm docked at the jump gate,
jump gate nexus, hardpoint 1, Ethan,
I can go ahead and jump to Ethan.
Jump button, jump button. Correct, jump gate to Kelsey, 5, Kelsey, jump enter. Unavailable, activate and jump to Orion.
Jump to Kelsey.
Correct, jump gate to Grantham.
Got Grantham.
Unavailable, vote for Core Exiles, visit link graphic.
Now I need Palum.
Palum, jump enter. Unavailable, Alfed. Core Exiles, jump gate, Deskert, 4. Deskert, jump enter. Unavailable, jump.
Deskert. And now I can hit control home and shift B. Undocking Deskert. And just like that, I am where I need to be. It's as simple as that. There is another way I could have gone, which would have actually used more fuel, which I'm glad I didn't. I could have gone Kelsey, Lorit, Dracos, Firin, Deskert. Again, that would have been more jumps and more fuel. And by using the plotter, I actually know which way is the least amount of fuel to get somewhere. For everyone else playing the game with working eyeballs, they can simply just open up the galaxy map and see where they need to go. For us, that isn't an option, so we have to use the plotter here. You end up using it less and less the more you play as you memorize where everything is located in the game, but when you're getting started, it really is the only way to get a map in your head of how the different solar systems are connected to one another and where the different galaxies touch one another so you can travel freely in the game without any real hindrance of having to look stuff up all the time. I'm going to do one more thing and show you exactly how useful this can be. Let's say I'm at Tornsil in VP, and I want to go to Biodian Furnace. I'm going to calculate this route, and then I'll go ahead and let you listen to how long the route is.
Land. Time taken to plot route 0.148 seconds. Tornsil Warworld Kindle Future Therate Amor Nelmi Thorbe Bolo Zelen Transfer Lucifer Vecina Escoja. Tulsamer Tanari Clare Skilby Thierry Grail Zorg Kelsey Orina Krelsey Kondas Akira Kosmo Vorkunis Tornino. Zhukovsky Tapas Avis Nurovo Kevek Nipromobu Likuro Lodeken Dursla Vashima Biodi.
As you can see there, that would be extremely hard to memorize even if you've been playing the game for a long time. So by using the plotter, it tells me exactly how how many jumps I need to go through to get there. And it will give me at the bottom of that the complete amount of fuel required to travel one way. Now, like I said, this is an external page. You don't have to be logged in to use it, so you can bookmark this. And by doing that, you won't have to dock at the jump gate every time you want to open up the plotter to figure out where you need to go. So go ahead and bookmark this, bring it up whenever you need to, and you will never end up getting lost in the game because you'll always be able to find your way back from where you were to where you want to go. One thing to note, in case you did not realize, it only gives you the solar system names, not the planet names, so you will have to know what the solar system is, not the planet itself. You can use the galaxy locator in the system tab if you need to figure out which solar system a planet is located in. And that really is all there is to this guide. That is how you use the plotter.